Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafa, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Jeremiah chapter 31, I'm from verse 31. Jeremiah 31, 31, I will take it straight down to 34. This message is titled, Knowing the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you have not read the book of Jeremiah in 5 years. I want to take you back there. It's still in the Bible. Do we have it? Say, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Come on, say new. So if there was nothing wrong with the first, there will be no need for the second. Next verse. 32. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they broke. Although I was an husband to them, saith the Lord. Next verse. But this shall be the covenant, and now you need to pay attention to this. This shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their inward parts, and I will write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. 34. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, said the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquities, and I will remember their sin no more. Praise the Lord. Now, our calling is to know God. This subject captures the reason why Jesus came. Jesus did not primarily come to give us the secrets to wealth. Neither did he really come to tell us how to invest in real estate. You can learn that by going to a business school. Also, Jesus did not come to teach our women, those who are married, how to prepare nice soups like ogbono or edika ikon. You know, in those days when we come for women's fellowship, and God realized when you are using high-level definition language to speak to a local man, you have issues with him. When you are telling somebody, you don't need to sit down in front of a computer and type programs to build a website anymore. Because before he went to prison, what they were using was Pentium 2. And he was jailed for 40 years. By the time he came out, AI was everywhere. He was not familiar with it that you can talk to your phone, and your phone will set an alarm and wake you up in the morning without having to look for where the alarm clock or the settings are. You didn't know. So they say when God is speaking, God speaks from his godness. So if you are not becoming renewed day by day, there are certain things, if God tells you, he will need 25 years for you to process it. Because when God says to Abraham, I will give you a son, it may not be as simple as that. Abraham may think he understands, but God knows he needs 25 years. So many times I said, God, you promised me I will relocate to New Jersey. You promised me. Okay. God will say, look, The way you are even screaming may be a reflection of the fact that you are not even ready. This is heavenly. Amen. So, God speaks from his godness. When God speaks to you, it's an assumption for you to think you already understand. You have heard him. No doubt. But the weight of what he's saying, you may not fully comprehend. Because when God promised Abraham a son, it was not Isaac. It was Jesus. What God did with Abraham was to do what we call modeling in architecture. This is the house we want to build. They will do a model. This is what the house will look like. Come on, are you with me now? You may be a model, though. They may just be using you to model something and you are crying. You are not even the main thing that we are looking at. Everything, all that challenge. Do you think God did not want to bring Jesus into the world the day that Adam sinned? And prevent all these years of pain and suffering? Come on, didn't it make a lot of sense? The moment Adam sinned, before the thing gets out of hand, quickly bring Jesus. Oh yeah, die for them ahead. Yeah. God waited. The same way he was making Abraham wait. Come on, are you here now? God modeled the design. This is what we are going to do. We will wait. We will have faith. We will trust. And then at the right time, without struggling, it will come. That's what God was doing. If God had said to Abraham, walk before me and be not perfect. Hallelujah. Rabbi Shatala Dabasiya. Now, that is the revelation. The actualization of that. Walk before me. Brother, as I was praying last night, I heard the voice of the Lord. It thundered over my head and said, my servant David, walk before me. Ha, Yakabara. And I began to pray and my eyes opened. I began to see in the spirit. All that drama. When you finish drinking your pepper water, you will now settle down with what God said. My son, walk before me and be that perfect. You will now take all the basic items of your life. You will break it down and look at the areas that are not in alignment with God. It's not a rhema. It's not a revelation to preach. It is an assignment for you to sit down and look at all the indices. Now, if you attend a church where the pastor is not working with God, he cannot teach you this thing. He will just be telling you to be gyrating and be praising God, praise, dance like David dance. But we don't know how David danced. But you are not there. But we know that David was a worshiper. And he worshipped God to the disdain of men. But you are so educated, you have a PhD from Florida, and nobody can talk to you again. Every time God speaks, he speaks from his position, not from yours. So that means every time God speaks, you will need to travel. Because that thing he's saying, the Bible says with man it is impossible, but with God. Which means every time God speaks, one of the ways you will know he's talking to you is that he's not talking at your level. He's talking on his own budget. Which means even if you could have $100 million in your account and be poor, as far as God is concerned. Because the day God comes to visit you, we are here for her. Baba will be waiting for you. He will say, so we are going to do a project. That project is $2 billion. Meanwhile, on your street, everybody knows you. This is the way you walk. God bless you. God bless you. Good morning. But the moment God, you are speaking Queen's English. You have just come back from the coronation. But when God gives you your invoice of $2 billion, you start talking like a proper Edo man. Ogu State man. Oga, we don't have this kind of money. I'm just a boy from Okeagbe. From Isia Langwa. From Kaya Namoda. You will now remember that you are nothing before Jesus speaks to you. Because now you see? Oh. May God give you faith for the future.
Amen.
So God was doing some modeling with this brother and he told him, I'm going to give you a son. The name of the son will be Laughter. Alright? Could Sarah conceive at the time she got that child? Was she barren? What I mean by that is, did she have, at that age, could she have conceived naturally? Could Mary have conceived?
Yes.
As a virgin? As an unmarried person.
No.
Will she fornicate?
No.
So that means she can't get pregnant. That means if she gets pregnant, it must be an act of God. Modeling. It's modeling. There were three messengers that came to visit Abraham. And one of them was God. And they announced to him that this time next year, you will have a child. Right? There was a prophetic word. Huh? There was an angelic visitation. Huh? Did an angel visit Mary? Did an angel show up in the dreams of Joseph? Modeling. He wasn't called the father of faith for nothing, you know, because that guy likes women. He wasn't called for the father of faith for being perfect. It was the modeling. Fast forward. They got the son, and then God said, your only son. How many sons as at that day did Abraham have? Abraham, like Abraham and Abraham together. He had Isaac and he had Ishmael. So Ishmael was Abraham. Isaac was Abraham. How many type of sons did God have? Two. The first Adam and the last Adam. One was of the flesh, one was of the spirit. Modeling. Then God said to him, because for those of you who choose to live a carnal life, the day God will come, he will only ask for his own son, the one that is spirit, not the one that is born again on Monday and doing TikTok on Tuesday. You understand? Born. That job, the one me and you discussed about, not these other things you are doing. That's the one I have covenant with. Your only son, bring him to Mount Moriah. You see, when we say we want to know the Lord, it will not, yes, there's a place for scripture. But you see, those scriptures will be interpreted now. God will start breaking that into your daily life. Because God is a God of patterns. God is a God of patterns because he doesn't want people to misunderstand him. There are some things God will never do. Whatever is not of faith is sin. So faith is a pattern. If there's anything the Lord is saying to you that does not require your faith, it's not God. If you are saying, oh, I want to do this project because somebody promised you money to do it, it's not God. Because anything God says will require a response of faith. Even if you have 100 million, God will raise the bar to 1 billion. You start fasting and pray. Father, only you can do it. Only you can do it. Only you can do it. Father, I trust in you. You are my God. You are my King. We don't have money to buy this land. But Lord, there's nothing you cannot do. You cannot do. Say, bro, we don't know. You don't pray like this. Say, ah. You say, I know they pray. The thing went there, my front. Now, we carry our. Say, Father. Hold on, I'm not true. Father, 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 Father. You see, eh? This is my thought. You have a master. What is the problem? I cannot tell you because you cannot solve it. You start praying, start making body gesticulation because now the matter has been cast. That I don't cast. This 1.2 billion. Your whole family put together with the ones that have died. We will not get half that money. Come on, say faith. It is impossible to know God without faith. So, I'm talking about knowing the Lord. They took that boy, took him to the mountain. The father was going to kill him. As far as the father was concerned, the boy was already dead. It's just, we are just acting the script. Isaac was what? But the scripture referred to Isaac, well, Abraham in the book of Romans, that Abraham judged God faithful. That he is the one who is able to bring the dead to life. Come on now, are you here now? You see, that statement is very critical. Very critical. Because that was the story of Jesus. Huh? That's the story of who? Of Jesus. So it's modeling. You can know the Lord by looking at the Old Testament, seeing how God worked with men. You will find somebody in that Bible that resonates with you. That is your kind of story. Okay, for instance, let me just divert and tell you this. Do you realize that in the Bible, most of the people who were very anointed didn't end well? Many of them. those who seem to be graced with wisdom, they ended well. Daniel, Joseph. David died weak. David, he died weak. Solomon, Solomon is the perfect guy of a Cana guy that can do God and do club. How I love your Lord. It is on Monday or on Friday. That guy was going to kill his son, and the boy was already dead. You know, I told you the story of Isaac was not even Isaac, it was Jesus. Do you know that in the future, that mountain was the same place Jesus was crucified? That same mountain where Abraham took his son, Golgotha, that was the same area. I told you it's modeling. God works in patterns. God works in faith. If you check your life, even when you say you have not been hearing God, you will notice there's a particular pattern. It is your prayer life now. Now we call you. You want to use the anointing when we give you, they disturb us. You won't get it. The day Abraham got up and did something differently, he got it. He ministered to the saints. He received 3 men. And he cooked for them. He didn't delegate it. Oh my God. Do you know that the distance between your prophecy and manifestation can be acts of kindness? That guy just saw 3 men. Ah, this man must be tired. He, not knowing he was entertaining the Lord. And he cooked for them, him and his wife. The guy has over 300 servants who are soldiers. He could have said, you, go and kill the ram. You, go and fight the pepper. He sat down with his wife in their old age. They were there and God was observing them. And if I'm lucky to get to that point, I will tell you that one of God's strategy is observation. God looks at how we do what we do. Those of you that went to karaoke, last Friday, in that structure to Isaac, was what happened to Jesus. Because Jesus was also crucified on that same mountain, but unlike Isaac, who physically, in quote, did not die, but the scripture said he was already reckoned dead. Jesus actually died, and what? He rose again. Hallelujah. Are you blessed this morning? Most of us are trying to understand God outside the structure of our lives. God will speak the language you understand. God is not a complicated person. He's the most wise God. He doesn't need to prove it. Huh? I was saying something last week. Some of you, you didn't listen to me, or maybe you heard, you didn't take note. I said one of the indicators of spiritual weight and strength, one of it is not language. To be able to speak, you may be gifted with words, but it is not a sign of depth. You may be an excellent communicator, but it may not be a sign of depth. For we're going to synthesize the word and we're going to begin to extract the files. By the time you are done with that, you cannot even pray for a crippled person. But William Branham, you know William Branham? Whenever he preaches, people sleep. In fact, it was reported that if you have been struggling with insomnia, and you come to the meeting of William Branham, chances are very high you'll be delivered. That's the first miracle that, because when he talks, he's very boring, and he's a very quiet person. For Jesus is the same yesterday. You know the way those old guys used to preach in America? The same yesterday, today, and forever. The word of God makes it clear in Hebrews chapter 13. You listen to it for like 10 minutes there. You just notice like you are not there again. But somewhere in between that message, he will just get up. And the angel of the Lord just walked in. And he's pointing to the lady in the red dress. Madam, is your name Mary? Say yes. Do you live on 32 Oxford Street? Say yes. Aha. Everybody now wake up. The anointing is here. He said, for I'm looking at you and I'm looking at a scroll and I'm seeing this conversation you have with the doctor. There's this Dr. John. Who is Dr. John? Say, that's my doctor. Now he spoke to you about something, cancer of the breast. Say, that was on Friday, sir. He said, okay, come on the stage here. See, Forget all the things people are doing in Nigeria. Now, William Brian start this thing. When you listen to him, this short man all of a sudden looks like a different person. But when he's talking to you on a good day, but when that thing comes, they asked him, they say, how do you see these things? He said, when the anointing comes upon me, it's as though I'm looking over a fence. So the more I'm able to stretch my neck, I can see. The angel comes with a scroll and he's reading the scroll. So he's reading information, not like he's imagining, he's reading it. He's reading something. Come on. So it's not language. You may be boring, but be deep. Hallelujah. Everyone can know the Lord. It has nothing to do with whether you went to school. God is not an Englishman. And English is not a measure of intelligence. Because we're going to synthesize on the dimensions of the spirit and we're going to begin to exegete and begin to penetrate into the third realms. Hallelujah. I hope you know the way. Because now, there's nothing wrong if that's the way you preach. I'm just telling you, it is not a sign of depth. To claim that a man is deep is that he is close to God. To claim that a man is deep means that in his private life, he is what? Close to God. If you are close to God, you cannot backslide. You cannot. Because you would have gone too far. Everyone has the capacity to know God. When a believer fails this foundational course, they are the ones the scripture refers to as bastards, foolish virgins. Come on, are you here now? And we have a lot of them. Now, this is a generation for bastards. And you will see more of it in the years to come. All the things we are doing now, 5 years, 7 years from now, the result will be coming in. We will now start having tons and tons of people who Satan has destroyed on TikTok, destroyed on Instagram. It is now pastors that will be saying, you are welcome. The Lord loves you as you are. Sit down, sit down, sit down. And we'll be here. All the people that went to karaoke, if any of you are welcome. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. If you allow that wind to carry you now, you will also be a casualty then. And don't forget that before the flood of Noah, that's how they were doing it. They were partying, doing all kind of things until the flood came. So there's nothing happening now that we have not seen before. So the purpose of the local church, when you come to church like this, is to help you know God. And I want to take away all the spiritual manifestations, and I just want to talk to us as Christians. Knowing God is a journey. Knowing God is a faith walk. You cannot be a Christian without faith. And you cannot be a Christian by your own definition. There's a way God wants a Christian to be. Come on, are you with me now? Is this message too simple? Maybe I should change my language. Is it too simple? It's like it's simple. You people don't believe my ministry anymore. Because I'm only speaking. Look at this beautiful scripture, 23 and 24. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory what? In his wisdom. Because there's a tendency, a very high tendency. And let not the mighty man glory in his might. Do mighty men glory in their might? How do you know they are mighty? It's because they have result. Somebody is taking us to Mars very soon. All of you that want to relocate to this, me is Mars I'm targeting. Planet Mars. Where Elon Musk could be our governor general. The man wants to leave you people and your problem and go to Mars. I'm going to be the first Nigerian to relocate completely. The after 100 years, our ears will become like this. Say, let not the mighty man glory in his wisdom, and let not the rich man glory in his riches. Now, before we go to the next verse, but I want to show you two things. There are three people God identified here. He identified who? The wise man, the mighty man, and the rich man. These are the areas of contention God has with people. Please, are you here now? Generally speaking, in fact, if I may tell you, most people come to God for one of these. Even though they say they love Jesus, but in their mind, this altar must settle me. He said, let not the wise man, because this is many times one of the indicators that people used to think, oh, because this man is rich, he's close to God. No. Are riches a welcome idea? Do you want to be poor? Is riches in your covenant with Christ?
Yes.
And but Christ said, don't glory in it. Give me that scripture. So I want you to be careful, because sometimes people say, I know who I believe. It is the pride talking. I know who I am. Inside this thing, sometimes when we pray, the things we pray for will not happen. There might even be loss of life or sickness. Something can happen. Do you understand? So our faith is not only good when things are working, but when we are going through trials, our faith is useful. Not that everything, the way you say it is the way you say it. No. Give me that scripture. He said, but let him that glory in this. Wait. I want to show you something here. Let him that glory in this, that he understands and knows me. Come on, say teaching. Say doctrine. Please, are you still here? Because second service is going to be a prophetic service. So we are going to pray. Because of concordance. Now, what verse is this? 20. Now, the word glory, the word know. No. Knoweth. He understandeth and knoweth me. It's translate. Well, don't worry about the theological class. It's called Yada. YAWDAH. But don't worry, because I know some of you will never go to Israel. Yada. It means recognition. Let him that glory. Glory in the fact that he recognizes me. When God is moving through different circumstances, when it seems like you are not sure what God is doing, God says your interest should be in that you can see my hand in everything, even when I am silent. Come on, are you here now? Another word interpreted from Yada is the word observation. It was this test of observation that King Saul failed. When he was pushed by the people, he was under pressure and he offered a sacrifice. He was not, do you know that story? That he was not supposed to offer, and he lost his throne because of that. There are protocols in the spirit. It's not everything you can do simply because you read it in the Bible. You have to grow to that level. Brock Billy Akoni said, how many of you listen to Brock Billy here? Raise your hand. I want to know those who are disciples. You see, there are not much. You people can't stand it. I double dare you this week. Just take 5 messages. If you are still the way I'm looking at you, that means we need to upgrade the dose. Uncle Billy, they didn't give him title. See the way he is. If they not give him title, you are in trouble. Uncle Billy said when he gave his life to Christ, so he comes from a polygamous home. But the, you know, in those days, the born again of that time, they done well. It's like well-cooked beans. So they cooked him well. They told him he was a new man in Christ. He went home. His mother told him, don't eat food prepared by the second woman, because she's always against us. But Bile said, the mother did not know Bile was not a Christian. Bile got up from that room, got up, left the room and went straight to the night and said, Mama, what do you have? It was too late for his mother to scream. He said, he sat down, prayed, and he ate. He said, but it was because of the teaching, the doctrine. Because if you have really heard, it will ginger faith. It will breed faith. Not that you heard with your head. That is the starting point. You must hear with your heart. King Saul failed the test of observation. The moment he noticed the battle was coming against him, it's not the time to enter the market. You hold. Hold your position till you are sure that the market is about to bounce off and take off. So God is saying, let him that glory. Glory that is able to recognize me and is able to observe my movements. That one takes time. It is noiseless. Come and say noiseless. It is noiseless. It is not all these razzmatazz that we do today. Come and buy this land. You say, hold on. Because if you pray, the chances are that you'll be hearing, buy, don't buy. And it's God saying everything. So you have to be careful. Check, there will be a pattern. Something will break that flow. Is there a warning? Learn how to be neutral. Just watch it. You will see something. Just be patient. Just be looking at that thing. You will see something. You will observe something. And God says, this is one of the ways to know me. When you observe, the Bible says, it's going forth as the morning. You are observing. That is what we should do when we say we are meditating every morning. Are you with me now? You begin to meditate. You look at how God worked with others in the scripture. Look at how he has worked with you in the past. You begin to see, is there a connection? That is how people grow. Not by singing love song. You can sing love song and not love God. Come on, are you here now? Pray that he understands and knows me. So these two indicators are very important. They require patience. They require going over your notes. It's not a 1 minute video and at the end of the day you feel you have been brutalized, you've been cheated, they've taken from you. No God. A man who has not been following God cannot point you to him. He can talk about it, but he can't point you to him. And that's why we're having this conversation. So maybe we'll continue this, because my goal is to make it so simple that even if you're a new Christian, you must understand. But are you blessed this morning? So all I've shared with you,